The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Ashley Narkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. We had chickpeas last week. Actually, I was watching, God, who's that Australian chef? Anyway, you're going to say names and it won't mean anything to me. He's on MasterChef.
John Tarrod.
Yes. He's doing the tour of Ireland.
Yeah.
And I was watching him in Greystones.
Yeah.
And the Happy Pear lads were saying that when they opened first, they didn't say it was vegetarian or vegan. And lots of people ordered the chicken curry because they didn't read that it said chickpea curry.
There you go.
And there's the reason why are people, why am I talking about this? Because last week we talked about chickpeas and we're actually talking about chicken this week.
There you go. We transitioned nicely, didn't we?
Yes.
Oh, look, that's the vibe. It's flexitarian. It's about plant-based and animal-based. And what we're going to talk about today is the perfect roast chicken, but and beyond. So when you do roast the chicken, what else can you do with it? But also basting a roast chicken or braising a roast chicken. So we're going to talk through a little bit of the technicality of roast chicken and then what you do with it. Do you like roast chicken?
Yeah, sorry, I like to eat roast chicken. I hate the idea of doing roast.
Oh no,
every time it gets mentioned, I just immediately think of the wash up. Roasts for some reason are the type of dinner that end up everything feels like it's been used. You're just like, you know, because then there's making gravy and everything and it's just, anyway, it's just pots and pans everywhere.
I agree.
You know what? We'll just go down to the chipper.
I know.
Battered sausage.
Oh, stop. There's something very comforting about a roast chicken. I think when you, even if you've been out and you come home and you know you open the front door and it's like, what's that smell?
Oh yeah, it is lovely.
Oh,
yeah.
Comfort and it's calm and it's good. And look, I do think it is a great midweek staple or a weekend one. But I like if you're doing a roast chicken on a Sunday, either do a big roast chicken. So you've got plenty of leftovers for lunch slash dinner on a Monday.
Yes.
Or roast two chickens. And just have another one.
Oh, that's a good idea. Because it's the bang for your buck. Ah, there you go.
It is. It's dramatic. You know, you do. You get so much more from it than just your chicken fillets.
So you said what? Basting or braising?
Braising, yeah.
What's that mean?
So I suppose the braising is a very different technique. So we'll go back to the roast in a second. So braising, you take your slow cooker.
Okay.
The bottom of your slow cooker, you're going to put your aromatics, which are things like your onion, your celery, your carrots.
Okay.
So as a standard, three carrots, three or four sticks of celery, two or three little, those small kind of shallot onions.
Yeah.
I put about 300 mils of white wine in there.
Okay.
Sit your chicken on top.
Yeah.
And then you put the lid on. Put it on for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. What happens is all of the juices and all of the kind of natural sweetness from the veggies come out, goes into the wine. That creates a steam. That steam then cooks the chicken. So it looks very different, as in it doesn't look appetizing like a roast chicken.
Right.
You've none of this caramelization. This
cream. It's all white.
It's all white. Looks a bit anemic. Yeah, it's a bit, it's very white. But it is incredibly tender. So it's almost like the equivalent of poaching chicken where you do it for the juiciness and the succulence of the chicken. But you do lose that kind of caramelization.
Yeah.
But I have used it actually, and I'm going to pass you on to the first
recipe,
as we'll go through. I used it to make a chicken soup.
Right.
So
This is cream of chicken soup made with the slow cooker,
the braised chicken. So what I did was I took all of that liquor. So that wine, that stock, sorry, into that I dropped a stock pot.
Smells lovely.
It's proper roast chicken.
Isn't it?
And took the cooking liquor that had the stock in it, the wine, all the juices. Didn't take the carrots, but took the celery and the onions. Mm. Lovely, isn't it?
Oh, it's really good.
It's very comforting.
Yeah.
It's very creamy. And then blitz that all up with a little bit of extra stock. You can put cream in. So I put cream in there as well. Blitz it up and then you pass it. So if you're making soup like that at home, pass it through a sieve and it just gets out any little lumpy bits and it gets very kind of smooth, velvety soup. Now with the bits of chicken in it, you do get a little bit grainy, but that's the nature of having fresh chicken in your chicken. Then you take some of that chicken and take some of the bits that are like the thighs and the oysters, kind of shred them up a little bit and then drop them into your soup. And it's just, I suppose you have your roast on Sunday, you have your soup for lunch on Monday. And it's like, I'm not putting you to any extra cooking besides using everything that went into that pot.
That is really nice.
Isn't it lovely?
If you're coming in now cold from the sideline over the winter, that'd be delicious.
And like, I think sometimes, you know, we often think that dinner has to be meat and two veg or it has to be the pasta and something else. Dinner can be a bowl of soup with a lovely big slice of bread, you know, and something like that on the side, which is really, really nice.
We still don't have soup spoons in News Talk, but anyway.
We don't have soup spoons.
Dessert spoon.
I know.
Like an animal.
I'm going to have to bring them up. that's braising, right?
Right.
I want to talk to you about roasting chicken.
Okay.
Go any further. I have
You've
brought
got a full...
A whole roast chicken. Because
yeah.
I want to show you the difference.
In the pot.
Okay. Yeah. So you roast it in your tray. Having a proper roasting tray is really, really different.
And so am I meant to eat this straight out of the
no,
pot
please
now?
Don't.
It's
no,
some
no.
sort of
this
animal.
This is purely for aesthetics.
Okay.
Right? We're going to talk through kind of what the difference is. So like when you look at that, it is golden.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. So a couple of things to roast a chicken, right? There's nothing underneath this. Sometimes people will sit it on a little trivet and you put your veggies underneath. I didn't.
Put it straight in.
Straight in.
Okay.
One of the things that I did do was you use your thumbs and where the skin is at the back, you just kind of loosen the skin and I put butter underneath the skin.
Oh, right. Okay.
And
yes.
Underneath there, there's garlic butter.
Between skin and flesh. And,
exactly. So as it cooks, it melts down. Okay. So that's the first thing. Butter under the skin or butter over the skin.
Okay.
A decent bit of butter. And then in the central cavity, if you're not putting your stuffing, use that to put in your aromatics. Things like rosemary, things like thyme. Things
okay.
Like, even if it was just an onion. If you only had an onion at home and a bit of garlic, shove that in.
Okay.
Or if you had a little lemon or an orange, put that in.
That's where you put it.
That's
unless you're using it for stuffing, shove it in there.
Exactly. And that's where the flavour comes. Then the other thing I did on top of this was I just put a lemon and herb, like little spice mix. So I had a little bit of lemon sea salt. I tossed in a little bit of oregano, a little dried herbs, dried parsley, and just sprinkled those on top, okay? So as your chicken roasts, we have the one top tip I would give you is to shred your chicken when it's hot.
Okay.
So if you're not serving it, you know, roast chicken-wise, so let's say you do the two and you have the extra one, it's very difficult to shred a chicken after it cools down.
Okay.
When it's soft and warm, the flesh just comes away from the bone. And then you have your wings, you've got your thighs, you've got all your breast meat, and then underneath the bottom, do you know about the two oysters underneath the bottom?
No.
So when you flip it over, I won't make you do it because it'd be too messy, but when you flip it over, there's these two...
I'm going to try and look.
Have a look. It might be stuck because I actually want to show you what's underneath.
I'll have to be in the studio
in the morning. In here... There's these two little oysters and you basically, when it's warm, you get your thumbs and you just pop them out.
No way, really?
Oh,
where I'm digging
God.
In there now.
Yeah. Oh, look, that's it. They're the two oysters. They're the most beautiful.
See, that gets forgotten about a bit,
does.
Doesn't it?
So I want everybody to know about the oysters. Flip the chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Take that out.
When did you cook this?
That was last night.
You know what's going to happen now.
You should totally eat it. It's perfectly delicious to eat. It almost confies. Mm. So as the juices from the chicken and all the butter drip down, that little oyster is cooking away in that and it's gorgeous.
Oh yeah, look at that one. That one popped right out.
It's so moist. It's so juicy. It's gorgeous. The other thing I want to
like
tell you about.
Like a fleshy Pringle.
It is. It's delicious, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Take a spoon.
Yeah.
While you were holding up that chicken, okay?
Yeah.
There's something when, so I'm actually going to just stand up here for
okay.
a second. No, you can actually see it from there. See all that brown
yeah.
at the bottom? So that is this golden liquor that comes. See the way it's like, what's it like?
It's like a stock cube, nearly.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like one of those jellified stock
cubes. Or like the bit inside a Jaffa cake.
Yes. It's the jelly. So ultimately what's happened is it's jellified. So that is all of the juices. So what sits on top of that is the layer of fat.
Yeah.
You don't want the fat. So scrape that fat off and underneath there, that is the jelly. That is the stock. That is like liquid gold. Do not ever throw out that from your roasting thing because that's what went into your soup.
Okay.
To make it be roast chicken soup. That's what gives it that roast flavour.
Should you use that in gravy then?
Yes,
if you were, okay.
That's what you use. So that's the base of your gravy. But it's absolutely delicious, right? It's just, it's so good. So the oysters and you've got your golden cooking liquor, skin under the breast, average 1.5 kilo chicken, cook it for about an hour and a half. You absolutely have to rest it for at least 15, 20 minutes, if not half an hour. Yeah, skin is lovely. It's just delicious. You've got the butter, you've got the sea salt. So I sprinkle a little bit of sea salt on top as well and that crisps up the skin as it bakes in the oven. And it's
look
just, and look, you can see all the garlicky butter and the herb just underneath the skin. So it's like, it's so simple. Sometimes the best food is just simple, but it's just doing those couple of things right. With the roast chicken that I had shred, I made a beautiful kind of head into winter autumnal chicken pie.
So there's chicken in this?
This is chicken, wild mushroom and spinach pie.
Okay.
Hot out of the oven, straight to studio. I've tried to keep it as warm as possible.
Now when you say pie, there's no pastry in this, is there?
So we've used potatoes on the top.
Okay.
Remember in Carnation Street, Betty's Hot Pot?
Yeah.
I've always wondered what Betty's Hot Pot was like.
Yeah.
But I imagine, and she did. If you look at pictures, I think it's like layers of like really thinly sliced potato on top. Pastry, look, you know me, I'm always trying to get us like one step closer to healthy. Like try and kind of make it as nutrient dense as possible. Traditionally, chicken and ham pies, they're not really great for us, okay? So I've shredded up all the chicken. There's a mixture of the thigh meat, the breast meat, all of that in there. exotic mushrooms. We grow fabulous mushrooms in Ireland. Like, we're really good mushroom growers.
Yeah.
With super mushrooms. Mushrooms are packed full of potassium, vitamin D, vitamin B. Like, critically coming into wintertime, we're talking about getting vitamin D and all that stuff. Like, they're protein, fibre. They're a little powerhouse.
What type of mushroom is in there?
There's a kind of a mix. You can buy them in the supermarket. And it's literally just like, they call them an exotic Irish mix. You can use your chestnut mushrooms as well. So they're the brown ones that are like the white button mushrooms. But the chestnut ones have more flavour. So always choose those because you're trying to get in more flavour. So again, it's like, rather than just being a chicken pie or a chicken and ham pie, we've taken out the ham. We've replaced it with the mushrooms. Mushrooms add again that meaty kindness. Mm. And then you're getting in your greens. Kale would be lovely in there. Spinach would be lovely in there.
Lovely.
And then I just, so you know, if you leftover potatoes, like maybe you boiled up potatoes to go with the roast, thinly slice the potatoes, sit them on top, brush it with a little bit of egg and it gives this beautiful glaze on top, and then thyme, little bit of black pepper cracked on top, bake that in the oven, and that's the next day dinner done.
Wow, that's delicious.
Isn't it? It's
comfort.
I love
a raw mushroom.
A raw mushroom?
Yeah, I love cooking mushrooms, eating a few of them.
Yeah, out of the pan.
Picking away. Yeah, straight out. Yeah, I love it.
Butter, salt, bit of lemon at the end.
No, just straight in.
Straight in.
Just
cook them.
Oh, yeah, but don't cook the mushroom. Oh. Straight out, like, open the packet of mushrooms and eat a few. Like my baked beans example.
I'm never doing the baked beans. I'll do the mushrooms. I won't do the baked beans. I have limits. Next up, okay, we've got a salad. So, again, we're heading into wintertime and salads kind of go off the radar a little bit. I say winter. I don't mean winter. Autumn. Let's not, you know, depress ourselves.
Yeah.
This is a Green Goddess lentil salad with the shredded roast chicken. And again, this is actually, I say roast, it's the braised chicken because it's much more juicy and succulent. So I took local salad leaves. Keep an eye out at home for somebody who's a local salad producer. The difference, or if you can find a neighbour, someone who's grown a bit of lettuce, take it. Like, it's awesome. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
We talk about eating 30 plants a week. If you can have three different varieties of lettuce in your salad bowl, boom, there you've got three out of your 30. So what I did was, you can buy a tin of, they're called bijou vert lentils.
Okay.
They're little green lentils.
Mm-hmm.
Buy them in a tin. You don't have to cook them. You drain them. So just open them, put them in a little silver colander, rinse the water off them. And then this is the star of the show, which is this Green Goddess dressing.
Yeah, what's in that?
Oh, it's stunning. It's one of my favourites. I would like eat it with a spoon. So you basically take a creamy base. So you can take anything like mayonnaise, sour cream, creme fraiche, Greek yogurt.
Okay.
Any kind of combination of those.
Yeah.
Try and have a creamy one and then a kind of a healthy one that goes with it. Mix that with really fresh summer herbs. Things like mint, coriander, chives, basil. All of those really fresh, bright ones. Toss them all around. A little bit of avocado for extra nutrition. So I blitzed in avocado. Tiny little bit of lemon juice. Bit of sea salt. I normally put anchovy, a little anchovy in there. But I didn't put it in today. But I do love anchovy in it. Toss that around in your lentils. So you've got your salad. You've got your lentils. You've got your roast chicken. Little bit of onion. Little bit of radish. And it's just a cracking salad. It's really, really nice.
It is really, really good. I guess what we're, the kind of takeaway from all of this is to get the most out of your roast chicken. Really, 100%. Is what we're saying, isn't it?
Yeah. If you're going to the bother, roasting,
I mean, all that washing up.
That's it. And, you know, you can't just roast your veggies, by the way, and roast your potatoes. Then you don't have to do any pots and pans.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. No, Aisling, it doesn't matter. Just a roast, for some reason, everything gets used.
I know. I hear you. I do. Use it up. Use the most. Use every little bit of it. Use that cooking liquor for soup. Use the oysters and make something that's really delicious.
Yeah, absolutely. It is delicious. And all of this up on Aisling's social media channels at Aisling Larkin. You'll find it, Aisling. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.